It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations online at our website as well, hawaiipublicradio.org, where we archive all of the segments. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, a topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about the Aloha Medical Mission, returning guest. It's a secular, nonprofit, volunteer organization based in Honolulu, but it provides free health care to underserved people in the Pacific and Asia, obviously here in the Aloha State. Executive Director of the Aloha Medical Mission, Tony Muranaka, and we have Carly Kreitzfeldt, Evaluation Process Developer. Tony and Carly, thanks.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You are both quite welcome. First, let's explain how the Aloha Medical Mission works. Tony?
We have a free dental clinic, 100% free. We do not charge patients, nor do we bill the insurances. We generate on grants. 100% grants, foundations, individual donations.
In terms of where your funding comes from?
Yes.
Who is this intended for? Who should think about taking advantage of these services?
Well, we're the last safety net because, again, we do not charge. We do have strict criteria. Because we have grants that really want us to serve the underserved, underinsured, we need to have people bring in their income. And if they don't have income, we need to find out where their income is coming from. They need to be from the state of Hawaii. Because our grantors are going to be asking to look at our sign-in sheet. Also, they would pick few patients, a chart audit, and they would do that as well. So all of our information is on our brand new website. So all of the criteria is on there. And then when they do call, our receptionist will explain exactly what needs to be there.
The short of it is that it's people who either don't have insurance, are underinsured, or are essentially either living in poverty or close to living in poverty.
Yes.
Dialing back to the services, you mentioned the dental clinic. Let's hear about that and what kind of service it'll provide, and then we'll also hear about the other local programs.
When a patient comes in and they have work done, let's say they have an insurance and they do cover a certain procedure that we can provide, we will not do the procedure. We will refer them out to a low-cost clinic. And one of the things I wanted to also bring up is that we are going to be introducing to help with root canals. And that's a big thing. So we're going to do the beginning stages of doing a root canal to stop the pain. And with partners, we're going to be reaching out to different healthcare centers and making sure that they are okay with us referring patients that we just started the root canal so they can finish it off.
If they have any insurance and that insurance would work somewhere for some part of the coverage, you won't take them because essentially you're looking for people who can't get help anywhere else.
Yes. We do cleanings. We have fillings done. And then we also have a program called Welcome Smile, which we help the women that had been incarcerated or they were abused. So we have a special program to do dental work, which is restorative dentures.
Other local programs besides a dental clinic?
We do have a program called First Mile. And so that's for our dental hygienists to go into elementary schools and teach them about the importance of brushing your teeth and eating properly. And then right now, we're working on an outreach program. And so that's where Carly is our outreach process developer. It's a needs assessment tool.
Talk about that a little bit, Carly.
Essentially, I'm reaching out to other low-cost health centers and other centers that offer either dental services or services to low-income and uninsured patients to see if there's ways that we can refer our patients to them after they're able to get services at our clinic. Just building those connections and really building awareness of Aloha Medical Missions Clinic, reaching out to other health centers and having them refer patients to us.
You're letting people know if you have people who come to you for help and they don't have coverage that would work, that you want them to be referred to you guys because you could possibly help them. Is that essentially what you're saying?
Yes. As we've been talking to some of the other health centers, we've also noticed that either they're booked up to capacity. So when patients are coming in and they're not able to meet those needs in time, some of the patients will end up going to emergency rooms for dental problems, which is another main thing we're trying to combat in a way, just because these might be low income and uninsured patients who can't afford those bills. And they aren't aware that maybe our service is there, other low cost health centers. So there are other options.
Let's turn to your needs and some volunteer opportunities that you have. And again, they have a lot of missions into the Asia Pacific. Talk about your needs, your volunteer opportunities, and some of the really exciting missions you go on.
Because we have grants, we are required to have between 140 and 200 patients a month. If the patients don't come to us, we need to go to them. And so we're working on ways that we can see them, screen them, and then physically bring them to our clinic. We are very fortunate. We have, I think to date, about 14 volunteer dentists. And the word volunteer kind of devalues them because it's really pro bono. These are really highly skilled. Some are retired dentists. They have great hearts and they come in for free. They are scheduled when they can come in.
Sure.
They're specialists of different sorts. So for our clinic, that's our needs. So we need more volunteer dentists. We need hygienists. We have a very small part-time staff. And so that's where the grants pay for. But to fill in those gaps, because right now our wait list is till, I think, the end of June. For our missions, we have 7 missions this year. There's 2 added on. One in 2018 is going to be to India and Balaun in the Philippines. They're self-run. I get about between 4 and 6 requests a week asking to go on missions.
Wow. For people who want to volunteer and be part of it.
Exactly. So again, volunteer, they actually pay their own way to go on the trip. And that's big because a lot of times they have to close down their own practice.
No, it's a big deal. I get what it is. These people are paying out of their pocket to go to a place where there are people who, in some cases, don't even have a roof over their head and to try to provide extreme medical care.
Surgeries and very, very extreme procedures done.
Under flashlight at times.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is very humbling. And anyone locally who would have the time to be either, so hygienists as well as dentists. So you're looking for both of those pros.
Yes.
What other skill sets locally?
Our office, we do need volunteers for admin and just to help with the filing, but not so much as the hygienists that we need. And I do want to mention that because we're a free dental clinic, we actually have free malpractice insurance for the dentists that do volunteer.
So that's an incentive, you're saying. For folks who are on the fence about doing this, you're saying you have protection in place to cover them. The Hawaii Visitor Industry Charity Walks are coming up. Hawaii Island, Kauai, and Maui are all happening tomorrow. Hawaii Island Walk, Queens Marketplace, runners start at 6:45, walkers start at 7. Kauai County Building on Maui, it is going to be War Memorial Soccer Field, again, starting at 7. Then in the Honolulu area, next week on Saturday, May 20th, Ala Moana Beach Park, McCoy Pavilion, starting at 7 a.m., And how does this support you guys?
Last year, we participated, and we only had about a month to really prepare. So we had about 20 walkers, and then we raised about $1,500. And then we also had a donation from the big pot of money from the charity walk. So we actually raised about $3,800. We would love to have you be on our team. You actually can gain weight while you're walking because you're eating and there's vendors all over the place and they're giving you food. And at the very end, there's a huge buffet of food. But it's a great opportunity for us because I'm going to be putting in a grant asking them to give us additional monies on top of what is raised. So 100% of the monies that we raise through our walkers will come back to us.
That's great.
And on top of that, we're going to get an additional depending on our participation.
So there's a lot of ways you can help. You can be a volunteer with medical skills. You can just be a volunteer and help them in the office, be part of the walk. You could be on their team at the walk. Carly, are there other things you can think of?
You hear of our clinic, especially even through the segment, just spreading that awareness.
Share it
of
with
it.
Others.
Yeah, share it and just spread the word so people who are neglecting maybe their dental care because they feel they can't afford it or they're just not a place for them to go for it. And once they hear about our clinic, they have that option and they know it's there.
Sponsorship opportunities.
Yes. Well, we are having our first event and it's going to be on November 3rd, Broadway concert at the historic Hawaii Theater. We would love to get sponsors for that. We would love to work with corporations that have a large pool of employees that we can go in and do a presentation, share with them what we're doing, and they can decide how much for the pay to. Yes.
Right, that they want
to
help.
So we would love to do that.
AlohaMedicalMission.org, info@AlohaMedicalMission.org, 847-3400. They are also on Facebook. All of the contact information, hear the full interview, the radio feature, and find all the details and hear all the segments from our previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Carly Kreitzfeldt. Am I saying that
right? Yes, correct.
Evaluation process developer and executive director of the Aloha Medical Mission, Tony Morinaka, who have joined us today on Helping Hand. Great to see you again.
Thank you
for supporting those in need. And both of you, thanks for taking some time to share in your valuable mission with us today. We appreciate it.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you.